الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال تعالى قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين صدق الله العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لعلي رضي الله تعالى عنه يا علي لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has blessed us with numerous ni'mats, numerous bounties. And if we try to count these bounties, we will never ever be able to encompass them. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا That if you try to count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll never ever be able to encompass them. You'll never ever be able to count them. Amongst the greatest ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, or indeed it is the greatest ni'mat that Allah has blessed us with, is this wealth of iman. This kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is such a great ni'mat that many, many people, great people, were deprived of this ni'mat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace, through His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us, selected us, and gave us this wealth of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and Lut alayhi salatu wa salam in the Quran. Daraballahu mathalan lilladhina kafaru imra'ata Nuh wa imra'ata Lut. كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وكيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the example of the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحِ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوتْ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحِينَ They were after all the wives of no ordinary people. They were the wives of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The greatest people that ever came onto the earth were the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. قَانَتَاهُمَا And they disobeyed. They did not accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet. They disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was nothing that could save them from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs that they were from amongst the people of the fire of Jahannam. So amongst other people, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bless him with this wealth of iman. To that extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even cried and said that I will seek forgiveness for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That you cannot give hidayat and guidance to whom you wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives guidance to whomsoever He wishes. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So this iman that we have is not by our own choice. It is through the ni'mat, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us and gave us this wealth of iman. It is such a great ni'mat that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever's last words is this kalima, la ilaha illallah, will enter into Jannah. Man qala la ilaha illallah mukhlisan dakhala al-jannah. Whoever says La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, with sincerity, knowing that Allah is the creator, Allah does everything, believing it from the bottom of his heart, dakhala al-jannah. He will enter into Jannah. A person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah with 99 registers of evil deeds, each one as far as the eye can see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask this person, do you deny anything? He says, no. Do you have any good deeds? No. Yes, I have something. And then a paper will be brought in which the shahada will be written. And he'll say, take this and go and get it weighed against your 99 registers. And as soon as the paper is placed in the on the scales, the 99 registers will fly up into the air. Because there is nothing that can withstand the weight of this iman, of this kalima la ilaha illallah. As long as there is one person taking the name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this entire. And when there is no one to take the name of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy this entire universe, to destroy the entire world. We find that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they knew the value of this iman. They stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But despite that, they knew what the value of this iman, to the extent that even some of them, we find amongst them, Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala, and we know he's saying, Nafaqa Hanzala, that maybe Hanzala turned nifaq, munafiq. They were scared that they have this iman, that maybe it's not the iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. They were concerned about the iman at all times. Hasan Basri rahmatullah said, I met more than 70 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Something to this effect mentioned. Kulluhum yakhafuna ala anfusihim al-nifaq. Each and every one of them were fearing nifaq, that maybe we have hypocrisy in our heart. We are saying la ilaha illallah, but maybe it is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Just a little bit of diversion from the object of the life made them think like this. Because they wanted to be in the remembrance of Allah all the time. Remembrance of Akhirat all the time. So that is why we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also advised us. Just like how you have valuable things in this world, you have your jewels, you have your emeralds, you have your gold, you have your silver, you protect it. You don't just keep it anyhow. You will keep it in a vault, you will keep it in a safe place. You will make sure that your home is secured, your room is secured. Anything that is valuable, it will come natural to us that no, we have to make an effort to secure it. But are we making that very same effort to preserve something which is the most valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is this wealth of iman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised that how should this iman be preserved? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Jaddidu imanakum." Renew your iman. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala asked the question, "Kayfa nujaddid imanana ya Rasulullah?" How can we renew our iman? Who is speaking? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And who is being spoken to? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Yes, the need is there for us to all the time be fikrmand and be concerned about our iman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that this is how you renew your iman. Akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah. Let's say la ilaha illallah in abundance. What does that mean? It means that we have to talk. We have to recite this kalima in abundance. Yes. And we have to daily remind ourselves about the greatness of Allah. We have to remind ourselves about akhirat. We have to remind ourselves constantly Jannah and Jahannam. That time is going to come. When we're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to account. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala an, he would say to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, "Ta'al, nujaddid imanana sa'atan." Come, let us renew our iman. So the Sahabi asked that, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Look at Abdullah bin Rawaha, what is he saying? Renew our iman." So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May Allah have mercy, rahim Allah ibn Rawaha, فَإِنَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمَجَالِسَ الَّذِي تَتَبَاهَا بِهَا الْمَلَائِكَةِ." Because he loves those gatherings that the angels speak proudly about to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks proudly about them in front of the angels. That look at my servants, despite all their occupations, they are speaking about my greatness. They are reciting the kalima la ilaha illallah. This pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly. we look at the condition. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Haritha radiallahu ta'ala in the masjid. "Kayf asbahta ya Haritha?" "Oh Haritha, how did you wake up this morning?" "Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa." "I woke up with true iman." For everything there is a reality. What is the reality behind what you are saying? So then he explains, the first thing, "Azaftu nafsi ani dunya, wa azma'tu nahari wa azharutu layali, wa ka'anni andru ila arsh, anni andru ila ahli al-jannati yatazawwarun. وَإِلَىٰ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَتَعَوَوْنَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ." We find that the first thing he said, that I have distanced myself from this material world. I have distanced myself from this material world. And what have I done? "أَزَفْتُ نَفْسِي عَنِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَزْمَعْتُ النَّهَارِ." I fasted during the day. I stood in obedience to Allah during the night. I am looking as if كَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي. I'm looking at the arsh of my Rabb. And I can see the people of Jannah visiting one another. Can hear the people of Jahannam screaming in pain. So Rasulullah said to Haritha, "Oh Haritha, عَرَفْتَ فَلْزَمْ." Then, oh Haritha, you have understood what is your object of your life. Falzam, now remain steadfast. Remain steadfast upon that iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Haritha, you are amongst those people that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has illuminated your heart with iman. So these are the signs of iman, that constantly we have to have we have to remind ourselves about the greatness of Allah, so that that becomes a priority in our life. That becomes our goal and object of our life, and we do not become distracted by the material things of this world. That is why we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this worry and this concern for the ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's concern, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a way in which we can preserve this deen. It was through the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came and they invited towards the greatness of Allah. قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and you will be successful. يَا قُومِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. O قوم, O my people, اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ. Worship one Allah. There is no other ilah besides that one Allah. And they invited towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, his concern was for the hidayat of mankind. كَانَ مُتَوَاسِلُ الْأَحْزَانِ دَائِمُ الْفِكْرَةِ لَيْسَتْ لَوْ رَاحَةً كَانَ حَرِيسًا عَلَى هِدَايَةِ النَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was desirous for the hidayat of each and every one of us. That how my ummah can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannat. This was the fikr, this was the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The da'wat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what was it? It was that da'wat from makhluk towards the khaliq. Makhluk towards the, from the creation towards the creator. From mal towards a'mal. From dunya towards the akhirah. That was that worry, that was that fikr, that da'wat of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Today we have been, we are surrounded by things. And we are affected by what we see, what we hear, what we speak, and what we think about. Because we are so much we speak about the worldly things. We speak about, we hear about the world and the material things, our business, and the cars, etc. We look at those things. We apply our minds to those things. So those are the things that are affecting our heart today. Those are the things, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that three things that they are, that we don't regard as an azab. We don't regard it as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is masrufiyat. All the time a person is busy. He's got no time. He regards all the appointments that he has, whether it be an appointment, whether it be our business, whether it be a cricket tournament. We regard all these things as important because we are so masroof. When a person is asked that let us come to the masjid, there's a little fikr that's taking place in the masjid. A little bit effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have time for it. We are so occupied and distracted by the material things of this world. So masrufiyat, we don't regard this, that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and their sacrificing their time, making an effort for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where would we have been today? They made their sacrifices. They left their homes. We find that the greatest thing that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum valued was the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dispatching Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu begins to cry uncontrollably. So, when, especially when he hears Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that maybe when you come back here, you will pass by my grave. Maybe I might not be alive. Muaz radiallahu begins to cry uncontrollably. Because he knows that now I'm going for the object of spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending him to Yemen. A'lam bil halal wal haram, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an. We know where he is covered. So then Rasulullah SAW consoles Muaz and says to Muaz, Inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. Those that are the closest person to be will be the muttaqin. Those that have fear of Allah, those that have the recognition of Allah, no matter who they are, wherever they are, you will be close to me. And Muaz radiallahu ta'ala is sent. And he leaves. That was the most difficult thing for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. On the occasion of the Battle of Mu'ta, Rasulullah ﷺ dispatches Abdullah bin Rawaha and some Sahaba. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu says, let me get that last Jummah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already prophesied that bin Rawaha becomes shaheed and so and so must take the flag, and this sahabi becomes shaheed and this sahabi, Zayd radiallahu anhu becomes shaheed, this sahabi. So he knew that this may be my last meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he sacrificed the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right, he was ready for that. But he said, let the army move ahead. I will catch them up. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him at the time of Jummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, oh Abdullah, what are you doing here? I have dispatched the army. So then he said, no, I have got a very fast horse. I will catch up with them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how far are they gone? He said, half a day's journey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. It's not half a day, it's 500 years they are gone ahead of you in Jannah. 500 years ahead of you. Nabi Karim Sallam at all times encouraged Sahaba that go. When the call is made for you to sacrifice for the deen of Allah, then go and give. Give whatever it takes, but Allah's deen must come alive. أَن تَكُونَ كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا. So we find Rasulullah ﷺ always encouraged Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala that from your time, there will be 8 things that will come in front of us. Generally when the call is made to sacrifice for the deen of Allah. Today, no one is called to go in jihad right now from amongst us that leave and go in jihad. I don't know where we will be if that call comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that himmat at that time to be prepared to give our life. But we find that now when the call is made to give a little bit time to the masjid. And for what? For the concern or for the upliftment of deen in our community, in the neighboring community. We find it difficult. We find it difficult. No, I'm too busy. I've got this appointment. I've got that. It's masrufiyat. نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. There are two such ni'mat. Many people are in deception about it. And that is, one is that free time. And even that free time now, we are busying ourselves with our other activities. Are those activities going to revive this deen? How many people that are in our community dying without iman every day? There are billions of people that are living without iman. Is that, does it ever tickles us? Or do we think that maybe this da'wah was only for the non-Muslims? Even if we say that in the time of Rasulullah went to the non-Muslims. But there was an environment, remember, that was created. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that concern that go to one person and invite them towards the greatness of Allah. What time are we taking for that responsibility that we have? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I said three things, Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib said, you know, that will be an azab, and we don't even take it as an azab. Masrufiyat, the other thing is fear, khawf, when it grips us. And one more thing that he mentioned, Khair, we'll remember. So, these are things that are happening around us, and we don't take it that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we cannot take our time for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 8 things will come in front of us when tashkil is made. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. 8 things come in front of us. Tashkil is made. Brothers come, go out in the path of Allah. These things, my family, what will my children, what will happen to my business? تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, some loss will come to it. What will happen? I have to sacrifice that home and the comfort of that home. Those things will come. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. When these things become more beloved to us than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah, then await the command of Allah. Allah has given us a very great responsibility. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. This is our responsibility. That say, this is my way. I invite towards Allah with wisdom and hikmat. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. That is the Quran. And the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough evidence for us to know that Allah has given us much more than this dunya, and the material things are just distractions. It is zururat, it is necessities. But we have to sacrifice that in order for the upliftment of deen in the entire world. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us and made us of this ummah. And regarding this, there's the ijtima that will be taking place on the 8th, 9th and 10th of August in the Tilks Crescent ground. In Overport, we all are requested to take out some time and make fikr for the success of this ijtima environment, so that Allah's name can be elevated in the entire world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just one announcement is that on Monday, regarding this fikr of the ijtima, Monday night after Isha Salah, there's a program for all the Palak brothers in this masjid. We request everyone to participate in that program. Allah give us tawfiq.